a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
All right, we are going to begin today here. It's an organizational meeting for Senate local government, and I'd like to greet all the internet listeners here. Before we get started, we're going to have Jeanette, the secretary, is going to call the roll.
Senator Bradford. Hunhoff.
Here.
Lederman.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Teason.
Here.
Holian.
Here.
And Holian.
Holian, excuse me. Leckaway.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, we're going to be very brief, committee members, today. We'll be out of here very shortly, but we just wanted to bring everyone together. I'm going to start with by introducing the committee staff, and I'll start with Jeanette Black, who will be serving as our secretary for Senate local government.
I've been committee secretary for more years than some of you guys are old. I love local government, and I have a couple questions for the committee. How many, as I call your name, will you tell me if you want, are you going to go online, or do you want? Bradford, is he here? Hunhoff?
I'll go online.
Okay. Lederman?
Online.
Okay. Let me know. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeanette. Tom Magadens from the Legislative Research Council will be serving as our LRC staff. Tom, do you have any comments?
Not really. I've been with LRC since 1988, I guess, in this committee for since the mid-90s, I suppose. The only bit of business I would have is for amendments. Probably 90% of the amendments that come are people know about it ahead of time. If you could get those prepared in our office the night before, then we can bring copies down for the committee. Plus, it's on our system, so that it makes it easier for the secretary to get the minutes done on time. And if in the course of debate another amendment comes up, I go ahead and offer it, and we'll take care of it. But if you know there's going to be an amendment, have it prepared ahead of time at LRC.
Thank you, Tom. At this time, we're going to have our two interns come up and introduce themselves. Let us know where you go to school, where your hometown is, and anything else you'd like to share. Why don't you come up to the chair and use the microphone?
I'm Laura Buckles. I'm originally from Pierre, South Dakota. I go to school at SDSU. I'm a senior English major with a professional writing minor. I'm working with Senator Rave's whip group, and I'm looking forward to working with you all.
I'm Samuel Stroman. I went to Rapid City Stevens. I'm from Rapid City, and now I currently attend the University of Arizona. And I am also looking forward to working with you all.
Thank you, Laura and Samuel. We look forward to, as a committee, working with both of you. Now I'm going to have the two pages who are present with us this morning come up and introduce themselves. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
I'm Raquel Hone. I live here in Pierre, and I'm a senior at Riggs High.
I'm Alex Hagman. I'm from Brookings, and I go to Brookings High School. I'm a junior.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I know interns and pages really make this process work, and I think everyone on the committee would agree with that, especially when the legislative process gets ramped up here, which you'll see soon enough. But with that said, I appreciate all the members of the committee gathering here. We do not yet have any bills assigned to this committee. I know Senate Commerce, Senate Judiciary, Senate Health have pretty high volume already, so we're going to be very brief this morning. I see a lot of experience on this committee, especially with local government issues, and I guess what I'd like to do at this time, if anyone has any committee members want to share anything in terms of what you're hearing back in your home districts, from your counties or your municipalities. If anyone wants to share anything, now would be the time to do so. Just informal remarks.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did have the opportunity to meet with our county commissioners before heading off to session, and they expressed an interest in raising some type of fees to help with road costs. Our Union County had to opt out to come up with the funds to pay for the renovations for roads and keep up with surface improvements, so that was one thing that they expressed to me.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Bradford.
I met with my county commissioners, and they're especially interested in the 911 situation. They submitted a resolution to send to us, to the counties association, and it didn't get out, but the chairman from Bennett County wanted me to, I may submit a bill. And in fact, I probably will. When it also is to at least allow them to charge enough on 911 so they can break even. In other words, in the county, in Bennett County, 911 fee is 75 cents. And the situation is they border the reservation, or where I live, or Shannon County. 911 fee in my county is $3.75. So it's basically hard to understand, and their operation of 911 is done by the tribe, and it's done through Porcupine. So, but their operation allows them to charge whatever they want, but we have a state has a limit of 75 cents. So that's a big problem, and it all goes through. Their 911 goes through Winter, so they have no real control except that they just have to pay the bill. So that's it.
Thank you, Senator. Anyone else have any remarks this morning? Okay, with that said, I'd just like to add Senator Holine from Watertown will be serving as the vice chair for local government. There's going to be a couple agency bills, which I'm going to introduce to give Senator Holine some opportunities to run the gavel. My wife is 8-plus months pregnant, and so there will be a time this session that I will probably have to miss a couple days. So I want to put Senator Holine trial by fire here a little bit. Senator Lieberman.
Don't you have priorities, Mr. Chair?
I do. The answer is yes. That's why I will inevitably miss a couple days. With that said, I appreciate the committee getting together. We are not going to meet this Friday. No meeting, Senate local government meeting this Friday. We'll monitor the bill volume next week. Our next meeting will be next Wednesday. And depending on the volume of bills, I may invite some of the organizations and associations, the folks representing them, to come share with us a little bit. I know Secretary of State Gant has also expressed an interest, if we have a slow bill load schedule, to share with us a little bit about what he's doing with his office as well. So that is kind of what we have moving forward. With that said, I would take a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All right. Motion to adjourn by Senator Hunhoff, seconded by Lieberman. With that said, we'll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right.